The following is a presentation of Radio Alabama Sports. This broadcast is copyrighted by Radio Alabama for the private use of our audience. Any other use of this broadcast, descriptions, or accounts of the game without Radio Alabama's consent is strictly prohibited.
Welcome to Tribal Talk, featuring the Bear Woods Show, presented by Coach's Corner. Now, here's the voice of the Indians, Mitch Petrie.
Well, good afternoon, everybody. It's another beautiful Tuesday night here at Coach's Corner. Featuring the Bear Woods Show, presented by Kelly Collision and Central Access. Alongside me, Gregory Kirby. Appreciate you being with us here tonight, as always. It's an exciting show here tonight. We'll have Coach Woods join us, obviously, and then a couple of special guests tonight as well. We'll be joined by offensive lineman Cortland Norman and Brian Boswell, and then their coach, Coach Williams, the new offensive line coach, will join us here at the tail end of the show. Should be an exciting one.
It should be an exciting night tonight. I got a couple of good questions for Coach Williams. I hope he's prepared to answer.
Yeah, and I know that's something you've been excited about. You know, former offensive lineman yourself, always love to talk about the trenches. I know Coach Williams excited for that as well. And you know, before we get into anything, before we have Coach Woods on the show, I want to congratulate Wetumpka Flag Football. They picked up their first win in program history last week. Appreciate the round of applause. I know they do as well. A 13-7 win. They won in overtime over Booker T. Washington out in Tuskegee, and they'll have a chance to do the same thing this Indians football team did last Friday night. Tomorrow night, they will travel to Tallahassee, kickoff at 5 o'clock. Hopefully, a bunch of the Tribe faithful make the journey out there. Benjamin Russell and volleyball are playing right now over at the Wetumpka Competition Gym. They're opening up region play tonight, and football will open up region play this coming Friday with Rehoboth coming to the sports complex.
These are the games that matter. I cannot wait to watch these Indians football team play in region play this season. It's going to be an exciting region play this year, I think. Really good region play against.
Yeah, absolutely. And we'll go kind of over those region changes here in a minute before we have Coach Woods join the show. So the reclassification, the AHSA did away with 7A. Now it's the highest it goes is 6A, obviously splitting off the private schools as well. But the region pretty much stayed the same, but you saw a new addition in state semifinalist Benjamin Russell making a tough region even a little bit tougher in that game down the road as well. But now you look ahead in the next eight games, you play region opponents seven times. You know, now you get into the meat of the season. You had a couple of games out of the way and excited to hear Coach Woods' thoughts on that here in just a couple of moments. We'll be right back here on Tribal Talk featuring the Bear Woods Show, and we'll be joined by the namesake himself, Coach Woods, here in just a couple of minutes.
Safety starts with Montgomery Fire Equipment Company. From inspections and extinguisher service to full fire suppression systems, businesses across Alabama trust our team to protect what matters most. And now, we're hiring. We're looking for new fire technicians to join our team. If you're hardworking and ready to make a difference, this is your chance. Montgomery Fire Equipment, protecting people, property, and progress.
Big goals don't have to start far from home. At Central Alabama Community College, you can build the skills, education, and experience to take your next step with confidence. Explore career-focused programs, technical training, academic pathways, and opportunities to prepare for transfer to a four-year university. It's quality education that's affordable, accessible, and close to home. Discover what's possible today at cacc.edu. Central Alabama Community College. Central to you, central to your success.
Accidents happen, and when they do, you want someone you can trust to get you back on the road. Corey Kelly and the team at Kelly Collision are now open in Millbrook, providing quality collision repair with the kind of personal service you expect from a locally owned business. From minor damage to major collision repairs, Kelly Collision works with all makes and models and can help you through the insurance process from start to finish. When you need it fixed right, go see Corey Kelly and the team at Kelly Collision at 2331 Main Street in Millbrook.
Fast internet is important, but having people nearby when you need them matters too. Central Access provides fiber internet access across central Alabama with offices in Prattville, Clanton, Wetumpka, and Rockford. Whether you're choosing a plan, getting connected, or looking for technical support, Central Access has resources to help. Find out if Central Access fiber is available where you live. Learn more, explore residential plans, and check availability at centralaccess.com.
Looking for your next truck or SUV? Find it at Collier Ford in Wetumpka. From the legendary Ford F-150 and Super Duty to the Bronco, Explorer, Escape, Maverick, Ranger, and more, Collier Ford has Ford options for the way you drive. You'll also find pre-owned vehicles and a team ready to help with financing and your trade. See what's waiting at Collier Ford, Highway 231 in Wetumpka, or shop online at CollierFordINC.com. Come on, come to Collier.
Continuing the conversation on the road to Friday Night Lights, you're listening to Tribal Talk, featuring the Bear Woods Show.
And we welcome you back to Tribal Talk. We are now joined by Coach Woods, and I forgot to mention it here in that opening segment, Coach, but JV football off playing at the sports complex right now. Tell us what's going on over there.
The young guys are playing fantastic, up 14-0 going into the half. I want to close the game out with the big win to start the week off.
Well, we love to see that. Hopefully, this team can follow suit on Friday night. Get the first opportunity to come to the sports complex. We'll get to that in just a moment. But over Friday night's game, a big win over Tallahassee, 42-16. The first 2-0 start for this Indians team since 2022, 4 years. Just tell us your first thoughts from that game.
You know, we got to play better football this week with Rehoboth coming in. You know, I said after the game we had three goals that we wanted. We had the one goal to win. That's what we did. But from a getting better standpoint on all three phases of football, we didn't reach any goal. You know, one was take care of the football. We gave it away. One was play with passion, not emotion defensively. We didn't do that. We had a penalty that hurt us late in the second quarter. Could have hurt us worse. And then third, we didn't play fast, physical, or clean on special teams and gave up a special team score. So we have plenty to work on this week. We're not getting lost in what our record is with just two games in.
Yeah, absolutely. And kind of going over that game, you know, great showing on offense for the most part. One thing I really want to touch on, though, is this offensive line. 358 rushing yards as a team in that game, but none of that happens without the guys up front. So kind of tell us about some of the guys that are going to be joining the show later this afternoon, but just how important that offensive line is to open up holes for the running backs.
Yeah, then my opinion, I guess it matters since I'm the head coach, is the most important group is the offensive lineman for a football team. It really is. That group's the one that's going to set the tone for the team. You know, you want some big, strong guys. You want them to be low, fast, and nasty. Like, you don't want nice guys playing offensive line. And so they can be nice off the field, but they got to be able to flip that switch. And they've done a great job. This is by far, you know, the best we've looked as a unit in my 4 years here. And a lot of that's going to be credit to Coach Williams, who we have on later, but also credit to build an offensive line staff. Our offensive coordinator, Dave Monroe, played offensive line at Huntington. Our strength and conditioning coach played offensive line at Huntington. And then Christian Williams played offensive line at Georgia Southern. So the identity of our team, kind of low-key, is it's all offensive line led. So it's pretty cool.
Coach, you had a really good defensive performance, only allowing 10 points. Defense only allowed 10 points in the game. Talk about that red zone defense. When the teams go in the red zone, they can't score points against our defense, it seems like.
Yeah, we're playing sound. The guys are playing hard. The guys who are out there playing, they've competed hard for two and some 3 years to get a starting position with our football team. So it means a lot to them. You know, it's a defense that plays with a lot of heart. They want to be out there. They want to make the plays. But we got to be able to finish. We actually gave up a red zone touchdown in the Tallahassee game late in the game, and we've got to be locked in until there's zeros on the clock, and that's the expectation, and that ate us up when that happened because we've been playing so well, so sound. But we're going to have a big challenge this Friday night with a very good Rehoboth team and a very good offensive line.
Yeah, absolutely, Coach. And before we get into that Rehoboth game, I want to talk a little bit more about this defense. Cooper Wilson, 15 tackles, 10 solo tackles, a tackle for loss. Really just felt like Friday night when, you know, up in the press box watching that game, feels like Cooper was involved in just about every play. Just kind of talk about him and what he brings to that defense, especially, you know, as a linebacker, kind of got to be all over that field. But just your thoughts on Cooper.
I'll give you my answer as a former middle linebacker for 13, 16 years. He better be around the ball because he's in the middle of the field. It's called middle linebacker. But with all that, I say that to say this, 100% that he improved this last weekend. And Marvin and I, the defense coordinator, Coach Marvin Morton, he and I talked going into the year, like, guys like Cooper, like, come game four, he's not going to be the same player you've seen game one because he's not played varsity football. You know, he had a sensational night last Friday, and he's only going to get better because he works consistently. Now, if you go across the board, and I went through every player who works daily, and they're going to bring their best daily. He's one of those kids. So I was thinking game four, we get a game two type of production, but I'm glad he already jumped the gun. So the expectation is for him to continue to grow. And listen, the competition is going to get tougher for us also. So that's the next big part. I'm proud of him.
Oh, Coach, go back to the offensive side. Running back by committee, it looks like, for us so far. Carson Tate's had three touchdowns on the season. Deion carried the ball five times for 72 yards. Talk about how that running back by committee it looks like you have right now with Smoke in the backfield, Tate in the backfield, Floyd in the backfield. Jordan Hill comes back there every once in a while. Talk about those guys who are playmakers. Why you put them back in the backfield? Why you rotate so much?
Yeah, so our challenge going into this year was that there's one football for a lot of guys who can score the football, right? And all those kids deserve to touch the football, but we've also, you know, we're going to put the best players in positions that we can win the football game. The most important thing that we're here for is to win the football game. So it works to our advantage having all those guys who are we-tumpka guys, not me-tumpka guys. They're not complaining about not getting the football. They know when their opportunity is coming, they're going to go score. And I think you see that also, the competitive side of it. They know they're going to get 3 to 4 touches. They better make something happen with it. But they also support one another. But when you talk about Jordan Smoke, Jordan Hill, Deion Floyd, Carson Tate being the bruising back, and then Jeremiah Sears as well running the football, they're a lot of fun to watch. Any of those guys can score on any given play, and I'm proud of how they have celebrated our team success and looking at the running back position as it's our team success when that position is excelling, which goes back to our offensive line.
Yeah, absolutely. And you talk about guys who can score the football at any time. And you kind of saw a big glimpse of that in that game Friday night. 6 touchdowns, all scored by 6 different players. Just
right.
talk about what that means to you as a coach. But, you know, seeing everybody get involved, you know, really in all facets of the game, not just offense.
So it means a lot because all the kids, they work so hard. And we're how I go about it is I want kids to get touches who deserve touches. You know, if you do the right things, if you work hard, if you're a great teammate, you got great demeanor, great attitude, reliable, you deserve to touch the football. And to see 6 different guys score, it was a fun night for everybody. And there's, you know, a player in that group also that, you know, it was a big game for him to make a catch. You know, first game starting was 2 weeks ago at the receiver position. This young man bounced back and was able to get into the end zone against Tallahassee. And once again, that's a new starter who's only going to get better. But yeah, the more Indians that score, the happier I am.
I know it's the ultimate team sport, but I think it really is a testament to that when you have that many guys getting in the end zone and finding that paint. And, you know, real quick before we move on to this upcoming game against Rehoboth, obviously opening up region play, first game at home. But real quick before we get there, got to touch on Zion Robinson again. Follows up his performance at Andalusia. He makes another huge game, another 3 sacks. And, you know, something that sticks out to me is both games, you know, first defensive possession, he picks up a sack at the beginning of the game. Kind of feels almost like a tone setter. Just talk about Zion's performance and both of these last couple of games and just how excited you are to see a guy like that really dominate at that edge position so far.
So he is a tone setter, 100%. That is what he is when he's on the football field. And like I mentioned up here last week with him, you know, my challenge for him is to make sure that he's at his best every single day he comes in the program, in the weight room, in the field room, in the classroom, at the practice field, because once again, he's a first-year starter, so his production, he's not going to be the same guy in week 4, 5, or 6. He's got to continue to get better. And this week for our defensive line and a guy like Zion who has gotten so many sacks, right, that this team ain't going to do that. You know, this could be a game where you got to buckle up, you got to do your job in the run game, and probably be a less glorifying game for the defensive end position this week, but that's part of growing as a player. But I said it, I think he's an all-state football player if he'll continue to trust the process, which is me demanding his best every single day he shows up.
Yeah, absolutely. And now you mentioned it, you're getting into the meat of the season now. Region play about to start. But first off, how excited are you to be back at the sports complex?
Yeah, I got to tell you, the Indians travel well. I'm so excited about the fans who have made the trips to Andalusia and then, of course, over to Tallahassee. It felt like a home game at both locations. So I'm excited for us all to be here in the greatest city in America. I mean, honest to goodness, if you got to raise your family somewhere, what better place than Wetumpka, Alabama? We got the river right outside there, the beautiful sports complex, the fantastic school system. I mean, it doesn't get any better. So now we're back home, ready for our region play. The Rehoboth Rebels are coming in. I know they're hungry. They're an 0-2 football team, but that does not matter. Those are two possession games in those two games. And when region is very similar to, it gets into like the playoff feel. It's like, oh, you got these games. But when you get the region play, it's like, oh, now like this is what it's all about. And we're going to be ready.
Yeah, absolutely. I know you guys are going to be ready. Kind of, you hit the nail on the head right there. It's a hungry football team, right? The 0-2 record doesn't matter at all. They've been one possession games, and you know from experience, those games can go either way. It usually comes down to one or two plays. But, you know, what's your early outlook on this Rehoboth squad? Who are you guys looking out for?
So we're looking out for their offensive line. Their offense, and you won't miss them because there's some big old boys who are going to try to establish the line of scrimmage. Their backfield is fantastic. Number two at quarterback can really run the football. But what I'm also preparing for is on film, they don't look like an 0-2 team. You know, they had some snafus with the actual snapping the football that put them in a position not to be successful. But outside of those plays, they could easily be 2-0 right now, easily. And their style of play is one that it's going to be a one-possession game even when they win. They're going to run the football. They're going to demand that you stop the run. And it's really a tough man's game when you play them. They didn't haven't played them 2 years already, going into year three playing this opponent. They play hard. You ain't got to coach them to play hard. And their new head coach, Coach Holland, is clearly doing a fine job with that. I know sitting at 0-2 is different, but once again, you put on the film, you take away just a few plays that are just operational plays, this team 2-0.
Coach, what are y'all working on this week to limit the adversity that y'all create for yourself? You mentioned that in the halftime interview that y'all are creating adversity for yourself. What have you done so far this week to fix that and, you know, tell the guys, hey, stop making adversity for ourselves. Stop playing Wetumpka football. You mentioned that a couple times.
So I wouldn't say anything necessarily. We have one Wetumpka play in there, but the other were just some operation stuffs that, you know, that's what I mean about we have a unique ability to create adversity for ourselves, meaning that we'll do something 1,000 times when the light comes on. It's like we've never done it sometimes. And so that's a confidence thing. And I tell my kids almost every day, I believe in you. I believe in Wetumpka. I believe in Wetumpka football. So what we've done this week is just went back out to practice and didn't even mention it. There's nothing to mention. These are just things they can do in their sleep, and I have confidence that they'll get them done. But we also look at guys in certain positions that can help out in other areas. So we look at the whole thing, but I believe in our kids, and they're going to get it done.
Coach, you know, something we always go over in our pregame show, our keys to the game, kind of just your early outlook. What are your 2-3 things that you really want to see the squad execute as you head into Friday night first region game?
Oh, yeah, I've already told them we've got to take care of the football and score. We have to stop the run, and then we have to play fast, physical, and clean on special teams. We have to be clean, meaning we have to win the field position battle. We want to score on special teams, and it presents itself. That's what we want to do, but we sure can't be we can't lose the special teams.
I know it's a big game, obviously, back at home, a little bit of a start of a three-game homestand. And to get everybody ready, I know we've got the community prep rally on Thursday night. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, we're excited about the community pep rally. I got with Mayor Willis about a month back and everyone with him, and they wanted to do a downtown pep rally. We've done them in the past, but this is a little more communication to where we have everything associated with Wetumpka football at the pep rally at 6 p.m. You'll have the Pride of the Tribe band, cheer, dance. You'll have both of our middle schools and their band and their cheerleaders and their football team and their dance team. You're going to have our youth football with their cheer and football teams at the pep rally. And it's nothing more than we're going to get on the steps of the courthouse, have a few performances from our band, cheer, and dance, introduce all the teams, let the coaches say a few words to the community, and let the kids from ages 5 all the way up to 18 see the community and how much everyone loves football in Wetumpka and loves our kids.
Absolutely. I know Gregory and I are both planning to be there, both excited for it. And, you know, highly encourage everybody to come out and listen, especially the pride of the tribe. Always sound great. And, you know, when you're on the road, band always is performing facing away from you. So it'd be nice to come and have them face you, hear what it's supposed to sound like really in all its glory. Hope to see all of you guys there on Thursday night, 6 o'clock at the Elmore County Courthouse. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have some players come on. Cortland Norman and Brian Boswell joining us shortly here on Tribal Talk featuring the Bearwood Show.
When you bank locally, your money helps strengthen the communities you call home. Marion Community Bank has spent more than a century building relationships and supporting the people and businesses it serves. Now we're proud to be part of the Wetumpka community. Stop by their new location at 4876 U.S. Highway 231 or call 334-478-1138 to learn more. Marion Community Bank, committed to you. Member FDIC. Every great hairstyle starts with listening. At the Gab Salon, the experienced team takes time to create a look that's right for you. From everyday cuts and color to balayage, formal styling, and waxing services, they offer beauty services for the whole family. Visit the Gab Salon at 102A South Main Street in Wetumpka or call 334-567-5344. Proud to support our Wetumpka Indians.
Looking to tackle your next home project? Look no further than Russell DeWitt Center and Building Supply. With same-day pickup, ship-to-store, and ship-to-home, all available at RussellDeWittCenter.com. Whether it's paints, tools, lumber, or lawn care, we've got what you need with the service you can trust. So be sure to shop today at RussellDeWittCenter.com. RussellDeWittCenter.com.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center at Building Supply.
At home, at work, or on the go, First Community Bank makes it easier to stay connected to your finances. With online and mobile banking, alongside the personal service of a local community bank, you can manage everyday banking while still having real people available when you need them. It's modern convenience with a hometown approach. Learn more at fcbca.com. Member FDIC, First Community Bank. Let's do life together.
Accidents happen, and when they do, you want someone you can trust to get you back on the road. Corey Kelly and the team at Kelly Collision are now open in Millbrook, providing quality collision repair with the kind of personal service you expect from a locally owned business. From minor damage to major collision repairs, Kelly Collision works with all makes and models and can help you through the insurance process from start to finish. When you need it fixed right, go see Corey Kelly and the team at Kelly Collision at 2331 Main Street in Millbrook.
Hey y'all, Oswalt's in Wetumpka and Prattville is happy to support our local schools. Come into Oswalt's for all your clothing needs. Polos from Southern Marsh, Southern Shirt, Cotton Brothers, Roost, and Fieldstone. Shorts from AFCO, Burleybow, Free Ballers, and Local Boy. Tees from Old Row, Lulu Matte, Southern Fried Cotton, Simply Southern, and Coosa Cotton. Shoes from Extra Tough, Hey Dude, and Birkenstock. Auburn and Alabama gear. Plus a whole lot of hats. That's Oswalt's in downtown Wetumpka and Oswalt's Prattville across from Chick-fil-A North. Go Indians!
Looking to tackle your next home project? Look no further than Russell DeWitt Center and Building Supply. With same-day pickup, ship-to-store, and ship-to-home, all available at RussellDeWittCenter.com. Whether it's paints, tools, lumber, or lawn care, we've got what you need with the service you can trust. So be sure to shop today at RussellDeWittCenter.com. RussellDeWittCenter.com.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center at Building Supply.
Safety starts with Montgomery Fire Equipment Company. From inspections and extinguisher service to full fire suppression systems, businesses across Alabama trust our team to protect what matters most. And now, we're hiring. We're looking for new fire technicians to join our team. If you're hardworking and ready to make a difference, this is your chance. Montgomery Fire Equipment, protecting people, property, and progress.
You're in the right place for all things Wetumpka Indians. This is Tribal Talk, featuring the Bear Woods Show.
And we welcome you back here to Tribal Talk, featuring the Bear Woods Show. Now joined by two players up in the trenches. To my right, we have Cortland Norman, a sophomore left tackle. And then right next to him on the offensive line and sitting here tonight, senior Brian Boswell is excited about that. But Coach, first, tell me a little bit about these two guys.
So Boz is a senior, been in the program for 4 years, and he's a young man that just has always had leadership qualities about him. It's just kids kind of gravitate to him. He can, you know, can really command a room without even trying to. That's something he just inherently has. And he's also a good football player too. And he actually didn't play football last season. I was devastated because I knew what he would be capable of. And just loved the young man to death. But when he came back, him and his mom, and they wanted to join the football team, you know, he's out to prove it still. I mean, there's a trust. Once you leave the team, he's still working on trust with me. But I love watching him play. He was a unanimous selection by our coaching staff to be a captain this year. And he's playing on some really good. You're talking about low, fast, and nasty. That's Brian Boswell. With Cortland right here, Cortland loves football. Cortland loves Wetumpka. He's about the one kid that challenges it. My love for Wetumpka is Cortland. Like, he is about it. And he started as a freshman last year at left tackle. And it was a pretty easy decision for us because he was the best option. And also, like, he wants to play football. Like, if you just want to do something, man, and you love doing it, you're going to be pretty successful. And he's still growing. He's just a young pup still growing. And our coaching staff's also out on the every day. He gets better every football game. And two great, great teammates.
Yeah, absolutely. And guys, I know you play next to each other on the offensive line. Just kind of tell me about what that communication looks like, kind of when you're in the game. What are you guys telling each other? You guys see, what are you guys seeing out there? And, you know, what's it like playing next to each other? Obviously, Cortland playing next to Brian, a senior, and a guy who's got some of those leadership qualities. Cortland, you go ahead and take it away.
You know, just being that left tackle, balls at left guard, you know, we're helping each other almost every play in the one game. We're doing our duos and our double teams, you know, like every play, like sometimes like, boss, like what are we doing? I'm not gonna deal. You know, the boss always got me, you know, he makes sure I'm good. And then we just, you know, we ready to dominate every single play.
I think the most thing we look forward to is just putting people in the dirt, and that's just what we like to do. So, yeah.
Well, that was kind of a prerequisite for anybody out there listening. Cortland, last week, he's been asking to get on the show for quite a while. And I told him, you know, if you give me 3 pancake blocks, I'll see what I can do for you. And maybe not 45 minutes after the game ends, Cortland DMs the Wetumpka Sports Network and he says, I got 4 pancake blocks. Can I come on? And I said, I'll see what I can do for you. So that's a guy who's not only competitive, but also just loves this Wetumpka program. He's excited to get up here and talk about it. And, you know, guys, I got another question for you. You know, it's the first year with Coach Williams. That's a guy who absolutely loves Wetumpka, but also loves the trenches, loves getting low, fast, and nasty. Tell me what it's like playing for Coach Williams.
Yeah, playing for Coach Williams. Coach Williams, he's a great coach. You know, he knows about offensive lineman play. He played in college. You know, he played at Wetumpka, so you know he loves Wetumpka. And it's a great, great experience to be coached by him. Like, he's a great coach.
I feel like if you play O-line and Coach Williams is your coach, you're gonna learn everything you need to know.
Now, Coach, what's it like working with Coach Williams? I know he's an alumni from Wetumpka. Tell me about that process of not only bringing him back to Wetumpka, but how it's been so far after hiring him this offseason.
It is just the Lord's timing. I mean, I wanted him a year ago, but things just didn't work out timing-wise professionally for him to get here. But having an alumni, and we've had some alumni come back now, it's just that time where guys are, you know, moving on in different parts of life, and I've been very thankful to have Christian come back and coach because he loves mentoring kids and he loves Wetumpka. Like, when you have a pride for your town the way he does, I mean, everything he says is genuine, and I'm excited that we have the opportunity to have him back in our community and then doing what we both love to do, which is coach football. And he does a fantastic job. He's has really improved our unit. Like I said, it's the best that we've had since I've been here. And also got some good players to coach. When you hear Garte, he likes putting people in the dirt. It's like, that's why he's a unanimous captain.
Yeah, absolutely. And guys, I got a couple more questions for you. First of all, obviously, you guys work hand-in-hand with the running backs. First of all, is everybody in the running back room thanking you guys for opening up some big holes this season? And kind of what's your relationship like with a lot of those guys in that room?
Yeah, especially when we score touchdowns, they definitely thank us. But yeah, like, in practice, you know, we have so many running backs and we have so many great running backs, and it's good. And I like them, and they we bond very well with each other. You know, last year I was with them, and you know, it was a great experience. I love my running backs.
Most person that I feel like comes to us the most is Carson Tate. Yeah, Carson Tate loves us. So, and of course, I love Deion too.
Lil D.
I mean, it's easy to see why Carson has come up to you guys a bunch. He's having a good year so far. And then now I got to ask you guys too. You know, football's a fun game. What is your favorite part of playing football?
I say my favorite part of playing football is just dominating, destroying people. You know. You know, favorite thing about playing football is just the memories, the bond with my teammates. You know, playing for something that's bigger than me. You know, playing for my school, my teammates, Wetumpka. You know, I just love Wetumpka, the greatest town in the whole wide world. And I love playing with that W on my chest. I just love Wetumpka.
My favorite thing so far is probably going out for captains. Like, you just get the most chills. And then just walking out in front of everybody. And then, of course, putting people in the dirt, yeah.
Yeah, I can see why you might enjoy that. You know, kind of as we look ahead to this upcoming Friday, just how excited are you guys to be back at home, back at the sports complex? You know, a couple of road trip games, but now making a little bit of a homestand. Just how excited are you to be back in front of this Indians faithful crowd?
I'm so excited to come back to the sports complex. You know, I'm going to come back to see all my friends and all my family that's going to be showing out, and I'll – and I love putting it on a show for the Wetumpka people, and I just love it.
I'm just ready to play in front of the home crowd and just hear all the cheering.
Well, absolutely. Guys, I appreciate you joining me here on the show tonight. Excited to see you guys open up some big holes. And, Brian, put some kids in the dirt Friday.
Trust me, I will.
Love to see that. Love to have these guys on. We'll be back in just a moment. When we are, Coach Williams will be on the show, talk all about low, fast, and nasty. We'll be right back on Tribal Talk featuring the Bear Woods Show.
It's never too late to take the next step. The Central Alabama Community College Adult Learning Program helps adults 18 and older earn their GED or even a high school diploma. You can also prepare for the workforce with short-term certificates in medical billing and coding, medical assisting, pharmacy technician, or hospitality and culinary. Flexible classes fit your schedule, and your future starts today. Visit cacc.edu/adult education or call 256-378-2017. CACC Adult Learning Program. Discover you.
Shopping, dining, and more are all waiting at the Shops at East Chase, Central Alabama's premier shopping center. Explore more than 70 stores and restaurants, including Dillard's, H&M, American Eagle, Bath & Body Works, Starbucks, Bonefish Grill, Firebirds, and more. Whether you're updating your wardrobe, meeting friends for dinner, or making a day of it, there's always something waiting for you at the Shops at East Chase.
The way we watch TV has changed. Streaming lets you choose what you want to watch and when you want to watch it. And Central Access has the fiber internet to keep your home connected. Stream your favorite shows, movies, and live TV. Download faster or enjoy online gaming with residential fiber plans designed for different levels of internet use. Ready to make more of your connection? Check availability and explore your options at centralaccess.com.
When
when it comes to real estate in the River Region, trust the team that puts you first. Chad Barrett, Beverly Wright, and Kathy Thornton. With experience, dedication, and a commitment to making every move smooth, they're here to guide you whether you're buying, selling, or investing. Together at RE/MAX Cornerstone and RE/MAX Cornerstone Plus, they're the names families across our community count on. Call today and let Chad, Beverly, or Kathy help with your next move.
Big goals don't have to start far from home. At Central Alabama Community College, you can build the skills, education, and experience to take your next step with confidence. Explore career-focused programs, technical training, academic pathways, and opportunities to prepare for transfer to a four-year university. It's quality education that's affordable, accessible, and close to home. Discover what's possible today at cacc.edu. Central Alabama Community College. Central to you, central to your success.
For 18 years, the Gab Salon has been part of downtown Wetumpka, helping clients look and feel their best. Whether you're ready for a haircut, fresh color, highlights, a Brazilian blowout, or styling for a special occasion, their experienced team is here to help. Open 6 days a week, the Gab Salon is located at 102A South Main Street. Call 334-567-5344 to schedule your next appointment.
Accidents happen, and when they do, you want someone you can trust to get you back on the road. Corey Kelly and the team at Kelly Collision are now open in Millbrook, providing quality collision repair with the kind of personal service you expect from a locally owned business. From minor damage to major collision repairs, Kelly Collision works with all makes and models and can help you through the insurance process from start to finish. When you need it fixed right, go see Corey Kelly and the team at Kelly Collision at 2331 Main Street in Millbrook.
The Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network is built by Russell DeWitt Center. From key cutting and propane refills to contractor services and expert advice for your next project, turn to Russell DeWitt Center in Wetumpka.
And we welcome you back here to Tribal Talk. Mitch Petrie alongside Gregory Kirby. And now we are joined by Coach Williams. Coach, appreciate you being here with us tonight.
Yes, sir. I'm really happy to be here. Thank you for having me on.
Yeah, we're excited and hard not to have you on after the offensive line has performed the way it has all season. We'll get into that and hear it in a little bit. But I know you're a Wetumpka alumni. Kind of tell me about what your life after Wetumpka was like. You know, obviously going to play at Georgia Southern, but then eventually coming back here and now joining the staff that you used to be a player for.
Yes, sir. So right after college, I graduated. I moved out to San Antonio, Texas. My mom is from there. And my older brother was living out there at the time. So I just decided, you know, I wanted to live in a bigger city, you know, or something. Just wanted to just move somewhere and just establish something. So I moved out to San Antonio, Texas, got involved with the school system out there, and then met my wife. We got married. The day we got married, we left San Antonio 3 days later, moved to Atlanta, Georgia. Just moving around, just being young in a sense, and but you know, being responsible. And then we ended up having a baby in Atlanta, Georgia. Then my older brother passed away about a little bit over 2 years ago in January 2024, and that's when we made our way back home. It just felt like the right time. My wife was on board, everything lined up to say, you know what, it's time to go home. So that's what we did.
Yeah, absolutely. And tell me a little bit about your playing career at Georgia Southern. What's it like playing college ball and, you know, coaching some guys who might want to go do that same thing? Kind of what is the wisdom that you impart on them, you know, as some of these guys try to earn their spot at the collegiate level?
Yes, sir. Honestly, you know, Georgia Southern was great to me. I was able to get a Sun Belt championship. I was able to win 3 bowl games. I think the highlight of my career is probably beating Troy, to be honest with you, if I'm being completely honest with you. I had to throw that one in there. College football is tough. your first fall camp make you question whether or not you want to continue to play the sport at that level? Because everybody's good. Everybody's, you know, the scout team players were the best player on their high school football team. So you have to bring it every day. There is no showing up in your feelings or in your emotions. You just have to show up ready for business and understand that it is a business, and it's nothing personal if you don't play or whatever. I spent my first two and a half years on scout team. I learned a lot. I think that's where I learned my most football. I think I had my biggest strides in that time, so it was no question whether or not when I got to my junior year, senior year, or years on from there that I would have been ready, because all the work we put in before. So I tell these young men, if you want to play, it's something you have to focus on now, because there is a certain demeanor you have to have in order to step in. And now as these freshmen come in, they're not being looked at the red shirt. They're being looked at now. If you're getting paid some money, you're supposed to come in and play. So you have to be prepared for that now.
Yeah, it absolutely has. The game of college football is a shell of what it was about 5 years ago. I mean, just such a wild and changing landscape. But, you know, you've really impressed with this unit so far this season. You're coming in the offseason. Just kind of tell us about what your emphasis was heading into the season. Kind of what were you drilling the guys on? What were you telling them, hey, this is what we want to work on as we head into the season?
Yes, sir. So all of my guys will tell you that the first thing I do is focus on steps. That's what saves you. You know, we have three steps: lateral, vertical, lateral, lateral, vertical, drop, lateral, vertical. And then we add in trigger steps and all that type of stuff. But I think it's interesting to me that, you know, you could play O-line and never have names for your steps, because at the end of the day, that's what saves you. You know, it's all dependent on how close a guy is to you, how far away from you he is. If he's close to you, it's a lateral, vertical. Is he far away from you? Lateral, lateral, vertical. What is the best method for me to get there and square a guy up and be in position? So that's what we learned first, because anything we do, our combos, working up the linebackers, all of it has to do with running the correct track. And that the only way to run a correct track is to take the correct steps. So I think that's the basis of playing offensive line. First is having and then also the way you take the steps, taking them with power, taking them with just really striking the ground and being low, fast, nasty, and being strong and wanting to move people. You know, that's the identity of offensive line. So.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, I think you hit the nail on the head right there. I would argue, as you say, you know, people always look at a crazy juke from running back or anything like that. But I would argue that the most technical footwork is that of an offensive lineman,
most
right?
And
so kind of what is your emphasis on that footwork, and kind of why do you think it's so important for offensive linemen, you know, to make that first right step, to drive with power, you know, explode off the line?
Yes, sir. Because you have somebody that's whole entire job is to run through you. I think the offensive line position is unique, because very rarely do you find a position in a sport where your goal is to go backwards and stop a guy that's literally five yards behind you and protect him and be a selfless individual. That's why I feel like if you're an offensive lineman, if you play it at a high level where you actually like the position, you begin to identify with the position, because it's so selfless. You know what I mean? I live my life as an offensive lineman. I make a joke to my guys all the time that I'll live my life as an offensive lineman for the rest of my life. I work out as an offensive lineman. I do try not to eat as an offensive lineman all the time, you know, a retired offensive lineman now, but overall, just, you know, I live my life as an offensive lineman, because that's my identity now. You know what I mean? And I enjoy coaching the big guys, because you don't get the outward praise, but man, the inward praise is like I helped him do that, and I'm 100% okay with that. We're involved in every touchdown, you know. So,
Coach, there's a question from Coach Morton that he wanted me to ask you tonight. What is the difference between duo and inside zone?
So you know what? So the question, man, is duo inside zone or is duo counter? All right. Honestly, I have my answer. My answer is, I think that duo is inside zone. See, because the difference is the center on counter is going to block back, all right, to me. But in duo, he's running his track to the play side. But a lot of people will argue you down about that. I mean, they'll stay in there for 3 to 4 hours. And I'm honestly like an instigator. I always argue for the other side, actually. But since we're here,
devil's advocate,
you know, huh?
Devil's advocate all the time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I always argue for the other side. I just like to, you know, rile people up. Because, you know, sometimes you got to see how much people know. Because some people just get into the conversation, have no clue what you're talking about. So you really got to, you know, try to test people out and see what their football knowledge is if they want to have that type of conversation. So, but yes, my answer is duo is definitely inside zone with two double teams. That's why it's called duo. When you hear duo, you think about two, right? Two double teams, inside zone, everybody works play side. I believe that it's inside zone.
Coach, when you coach an offensive line, you know, you got the guys, you're the hardest coach on the field probably because yes, you have to coach your guys up to block the other guy, make sure they don't get past them. What do you emphasize the most on, like, you know, you talk about the lateral stuff, but also strength up top because it's a lot of footwork, leg work, and arm work right there.
Right.
And so, what have y'all worked in the offseason to, you know, build that strength up with your legs and your chest and your arms?
Right. A lot of it is just practicing the way that you want to play. I tell my guys all the time, there's no way that you can practice slow and then decide to turn on the switch and play fast. Because over time, you develop something called quick twitch. And if you're not constantly working quick twitch, you're going to automatically have slow twitch. Slow twitch means I'm going to come off the ball slow. You're not going to get to the linebackers on the right way. When you get there, are you strong enough to handle the contact that's going to happen and drive through it? You know, so that's my biggest thing. All summer, we worked on just stepping with power. I tell my guys all the time that the ground is like the common denominator in everything. If you want to run fast, you got to strike the ground faster. If you want to jump high, you got to create force into the ground and go higher. If you want to jump laterally, you need the ground. So the ground is the common denominator. So therefore, if we want to generate power as an offensive lineman and be able to block a 300-pound guy and arguably the most athletic guys at defensive end on the field, then we have to be able to generate power from our body into the ground and move it either way that we need to, which is forward or laterally.
And how has Coach Morton's guys with Zion, Kay, and Carlisle on the edges for us helped your guys out? And, you know, blocking those tackles positions. You know, they are coming in forceful every single play on defense for us. But how they have helped y'all in practice, you know, they've been explosive on the field. How's your guys, you know, adjusting in practice? You know, hey, these guys will be like the guys we play on Friday nights.
Yep.
How y'all have adjusted to that stuff? I mean, honestly, it's great practice.
Yeah, honestly, my guys handle it well. But honestly, seeing those guys is probably the best thing for our tackles. We have Cortland Norman, young guy. That's the best thing. Cortland wants to play college football. Cortland is going to play college football. I tell him all that. I tell him that all the time because, end of the day, no coach can do that for him. God already did that for him. We just help him put the tools in his belt to make him get there faster or be a better version of himself when he gets there. Then on the other side of it, you got Jake Harden as well. He was our center at the beginning of the year to start playing right tackle. And he just, you know, both of those guys have made significant strides in the way that they listen, the way that they communicate, and just when you see people like that coming off the edge on a consistent basis, it doesn't surprise you on Fridays. But at the same time, they have to do the due diligence for each other and not decide to take off a play. It has to be every day. To be great, you have to show up every day and be great, because if not, then you're just good or you're just average.
Yeah, and Coach, kind of, you know, before we let you run and enjoy this great food here at Coach's Corner, I wanted to ask about how excited you are for Friday night. Obviously, it's kind of a homecoming for you in a sense. It'll be your first time back in Wetumpka for a high school football game. Although, you know, you played at Hohenberg Field, now at the sports complex, but just kind of tell me what are your emotions as you head into Friday night? Just how excited are you to be back on the Indian sideline?
Yes, sir. I am super excited. I got to thank Coach Woods for even bringing me back, man. After the first game, he walked up to me and said, Coach, that was your first one. I said, yes, sir. He said, how long? I said, I think it was like 13 years since I, you know, I mean, it was definitely the fall of 2013, the last time I put on a Wetumpka Indian anything on the sideline of a football game. So it's been 13 years, so that was great. I can't even explain to you how excited I am, because I love Wetumpka, man. I love it. I still have my Wetumpka tight fit undershirts that I wear, you know what I mean, on a constant basis. I still got shorts and all type of stuff, man. I identify with being a Wetumpka Indian. I think that's the strongest identification that you can have, is have self-identification in something, because it just makes you, you take it to the grave forever, you know. So I just hope Wetumpka comes out with, you know, one, ready to cheer, two, with positivity, and three, just ready to give our guys the energy that they need moving forward to make a run for the state championship this year. That's what we're preached all the time, and that's what our guys believe in. So now the community gets to see it firsthand, and I think this is going to be a really big game for us.
Yeah, absolutely. Big game. Region play starting off. And if these last 2 weeks in the traveling crowd is any sign of what's to come, I think we should have a packed house on Friday night. Excited to see you there. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, we'll close things out here on Tribal Talk featuring the Bearwood Show presented by Central Access and Kelly Collision. Thank you, Coach. Appreciate you.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
When it comes to real estate in the River Region, trust the team that puts you first. Chad Barrett, Beverly Wright, and Kathy Thornton. With experience, dedication, and a commitment to making every move smooth, they're here to guide you whether you're buying, selling, or investing. Together at RE/MAX Cornerstone and RE/MAX Cornerstone Plus, they're the names families across our community count on. Call today and let Chad, Beverly, or Kathy help with your next move.
The way we watch TV has changed. Streaming lets you choose what you want to watch and when you want to watch it. And Central Access has the fiber internet to keep your home connected. Stream your favorite shows, movies, and live TV. Download faster or enjoy online gaming with residential fiber plans designed for different levels of internet use. Ready to make more of your connection? Check availability and explore your options at centralaccess.com.
For 18 years, the Gab Salon has been part of downtown Wetumpka, helping clients look and feel their best. Whether you're ready for a haircut, fresh color, highlights, a Brazilian blowout, or styling for a special occasion, their experienced team is here to help. Open 6 days a week, the Gab Salon is located at 102A South Main Street. Call 334-567-5344 to schedule your next appointment.
Local businesses help communities grow, and First Community Bank understands what it takes to keep a business moving forward. From business checking and commercial lending to merchant services and convenient banking tools, their team works with business owners to understand their individual needs. It's banking built around relationships, service, and the communities they call home. First Community Bank of Central Alabama, member FDIC. First Community Bank, let's do life together.
Shopping, dining, and more are all waiting at the Shops at East Chase, Central Alabama's premier shopping center. Explore more than 70 stores and restaurants, including Dillard's, H&M, American Eagle, Bath & Body Works, Starbucks, Bonefish Grill, Firebirds, and more. Whether you're updating your wardrobe, meeting friends for dinner, or making a day of it, there's always something waiting for you at the Shops at East Chase.
Looking for your next truck or SUV? Find it at Collier Ford in Wetumpka. From the legendary Ford F-150 and Super Duty to the Bronco, Explorer, Escape, Maverick, Ranger, and more, Collier Ford has Ford options for the way you drive. You'll also find pre-owned vehicles and a team ready to help with financing and your trade. See what's waiting at Collier Ford, Highway 231 in Wetumpka, or shop online at CollierFordINC.com. Come on, come to Collier.
Accidents happen, and when they do, you want someone you can trust to get you back on the road. Corey Kelly and the team at Kelly Collision are now open in Millbrook, providing quality collision repair with the kind of personal service you expect from a locally owned business. From minor damage to major collision repairs, Kelly Collision works with all makes and models and can help you through the insurance process from start to finish. When you need it fixed right, go see Corey Kelly and the team at Kelly Collision at 2331 Main Street in Millbrook.
Well, we welcome welcome you back here to a Tribal Talk at the beautiful Coach's Corner down here in downtown Wetumpka. If you haven't come and tried out the food, man, I don't know what to tell you. You are missing out. It was an exciting show here today, but an exciting week coming up for the Indians. Volleyball opened their region play schedule tonight. They hosted Benjamin Russell and hope to hear good things out of the competition gym. And it's an exciting week for all Indians athletics as tomorrow the flag football team will look to make it two straight as they travel to Tallahassee and take on the Tigers. And then volleyball back in action Thursday night. They'll make the long journey out to South Seal, Alabama. They'll take on Russell County, a new region opponent, or I guess area opponent for the volleyball squad. And then of course Friday night at the sports complex, finally back at home, and will be on the air at 6:30. Coverage starts at 6:30 with kickoff at 7. Make sure to tune in if you can't be there, but I expect to see everybody in this town at the Wetumpka Sports Complex. And don't forget, Thursday night at 6 o'clock, it is the community pep rally down in downtown Wetumpka at the Elmore County Courthouse. It'll be a packed house, and hope to see all of you there. For the final time, I'm Mitch Petrie alongside Gregory Kirby. Thanks for listening.
This has been a presentation of Radio Alabama Sports. This broadcast is copyrighted by Radio Alabama for the private use of our audience. Any other use of this broadcast, descriptions, or accounts of the game without Radio Alabama's consent is strictly prohibited. Thanks for listening.